I want to touch on, before we go to talk about the PUP payments, I want to touch on that political rich list that I'm sure a lot of people are poring over in today's Irish Independent. Martin Hayden, you're right up there, number five. Over 4 million in pensions, land and property. Paul Murphy, 79th position. Not far down, but, you know, €850,000 in the pot there. And Louise, you didn't even make the top 100.
As I said to your researcher, Katie,
€550,000.
When the story is published and you see, there'll probably be a whip round for me before we leave here.
We're not quite there. But I think, actually, to be serious about it, people looking at these figures, and first of all, and it's not, this doesn't apply to yourselves particularly, but when they see people with multiple houses making policy decisions, when they see the pension pots in particular of politicians, they may ask themselves, can we afford to keep paying politicians these kinds of pensions? I mean, the we're told the Taoiseach's pension alone would cost €2 million if you were to pay for that on the private market.
So can I just jump in maybe on my own to say, look, from my own perspective, I'm very proud to be one of a number of generations of my family that have produced food on our family farm. And I and my wife are doing that now, and the only consideration for us about the future is which of our children might take that over. And obviously, look, this is when you equate that, there's no equation, as any farmer around the country will tell you, with the value of land.
Farmland in Kildare is very valuable, basically.
Of course, yeah. And on paper it looks very valuable, and it's not the same as bonds or shares or money sitting in a bank account. And like all farmers, we've no intention of ever selling that, because we're proud of the fact we produce good quality food and we want our next generations to do that as well. You know, in relation to the point about pensions, I would just point out I was elected to the Dáil 10 years ago at the age of 32. I'm 43 now, and irrespective of whether I lose my seat or step away from politics, I won't receive any pension payment. I have no entitlement until I reach my late 60s.
But you will have a very generous payment, a pension, when you reach pension age, you know, unlike most people in the private sector.
Yeah, it's a public sector pension there for politicians, and it is there. It's probably cognizant of the fact that we are in a precarious employment, that, you know, at some stage, like, you know, a politician could serve 20 years, the best 20 years of their lives, lose that job in their mid-50s and then still won't have a pension income.
Paul, you have a very generous, I just want to bring Paul in, because he's got a very generous pension as well, and he's staying quiet. Presumably from your MEP position.
I presume. I actually haven't seen it. I mean, the only personal wealth that I have is my home, which I have a mortgage on, and then the rest presumably is that. But yes, absolutely. Politicians' pay, expenses and pensions should all be slashed to mean that they live the lives of ordinary people. And because people rightly would be looking at this list and saying, I think there's 68 TDs are millionaires. I think one in four Fine Gael TDs are landlords. And for those who have read James Connolly, they'll be thinking of what he wrote, saying that governments in capitalist society are committees of the rich to manage the affairs of the capitalist class. That's precisely what they are. And you see it most definitely when we deal with the housing crisis. And I'm not saying that the landlord TDs are making decisions just narrowly in their interest as landlords, but I'm saying there is a crossover between the fact that one in four of Fine Gael TDs and something similar for Fianna Fáil TDs are landlords, and the fact that they represent the interests of the landlord class in our society, and the result is the kind of housing crisis that we see. Like, class is evident very clearly in our society, and the Dáil does not represent ordinary people. It's wildly out of whack with ordinary people.
Okay, I'm going to move on.